Thursday evening, Antiphon 6. Today Judas is vigilant, waiting for his chance to betray the Lord, who is pre-eternal, the world's only Savior, who satisfied with 5 loaves those thousands of people. Today the lawless one rejects his teacher. He betrayed the master whose disciple he once had been. He sold for 30 silver coins the one who filled the people with the manna. Today Jews had the Lord nailed to the cross, the Lord who parted the sea with the rod and led them in the wilderness. Today they had his side pierced with a spear, who for their sake had smitten Egypt with plagues. They gave him gall to drink, who had rained down the manna for them to eat. As you were approaching your voluntary passion, Lord, you sent to your disciples, "If you cannot watch with me, even for 1 hour, how can you promise to die for me? Look at Judas, he is not asleep, but he is intent on betraying me to the transgressors. Rise and pray, lest anyone deny me when he sees me on the cross. O long-suffering Lord, glory to you." Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Rejoice, O Theotokos, for you contained in your womb the one whom the heavens cannot contain. Rejoice, O Virgin, the proclamation of prophets. Through you, Emmanuel, shone forth to us. Rejoice, O Mother of Christ our God.